What is the pshat? That Belajim, they used to learn blad per day, and BMG, they learn a blad per month. It's hard to know exactly. In other words, the concept of Leposki Yeshiva Me'avi Seinu is true. However, the Dark Ha'alimah did change. There's no doubt about it, that Belajim before Reb Chaim and after Reb Chaim, the Dark Ha'alimah, the Oifen Ha'alimah could change. What doesn't change is what we were talking before, that it remains a womb of being Nizgal B'Teir B'Ira. Now, the definition of the derech that's going on here, what he's talking about, a blad per month, the definition of it is that a person wants to learn a sugya as much as he could, and anything he can have out of a sugya, he wants to have out of it. That means to say that, let's say a person learns a sugya of Eidich Simikalsa, and it's a long, a big sugya, a complicated sugya, a lot of different details, and each thing is another issue of the Hatzbah. Some people, the more they go with it, the more they understand, the more clear things become, and they can move from place to place in the sugya. They can get on to Edikim and Hedoiz Baldin, they can get on to what an Ansadi does, they can get on to the Teres. Edis from Shtar, when was Ashvuyishto, they can get onto so many issues and be miming them. And for a person to skip that because he wants to go weiter, so he's not taking out of his sugya what he could. He could get much, much more out of his sugya. Suppose the person would stay on it for 3 months. Very, very, very common that person will just be spinning and not being eating any more insight from the first month to the second month. In other words, it comes a point in the sugya that you got your basic insight, and the amount you could achieve, and now it's mama just put in details, or like if I care to spin that up, is the mashor, I'll go, like the maram is going, the one holds like the mashor, if you read it carefully, but it doesn't really make a difference, because the both sheet is of a chayim. Like at that point, you're really just spinning, that's when you go right there. But what they're doing today is to stay on a sugya, to squeeze out, to have the whole oimik and yishmak of the sugya that you could. Now, this mahalach hurts so many people. I mean, whoever doesn't really know how to do that is really wasting his time. He sat on there a month, and he had to sit there a month, and he really didn't have what to do. Like, his hasog and his avon in the union didn't change from one way to the other, and he feels that just wasting time. That person has to look for another eitzah. I mean, he's not prepared that person. That person was not taught the Dark element enough that he believes in it to want to be maimik and want to do it. And there are many people that way, and those people use their mitzvah and other batei midrashim over there that they learn more geared for that. But that person should know that he should try whatever he could to get to Hasog and get to Derech. There is a very big hashivas. The people who know how to do it, and they're the ones controlling the movement over here, they have a lot to gain out of learning a sugya like Eidich Simikalsa. Now, even these people are very aware which sugyas to do it on. They're not going to do it on every sugya. They can do it only on a shas sugya. Let's say in Gittin you have many shas sugyas. Let's say Eidich Nebisur and Mischazik. That stuff could be a shas sugya. Eidich Simikalsa could be. But when it gets to, let's say, Sirtud, that's where they're not going to do it. And that's where they might even do less, not even spend a half a minute on it. Because they don't have, it's not that kind of sugar, they can wallow in and ligand and start getting every corners. And some, especially the briskers, would not be attracted to that sugar for a time. But like the mahalach over here is to learn a sugar and ligand it and kvetch it whatever you could. I'm not talking about kvetching, it's gitrei the cup. We're talking about getting more and more hamoka. And the people know how to do it, know exactly what I'm talking about. The people don't know how to do it, do not know what I'm doing. And there's a big mechitza between these two people. And sometimes they're both chavrusas. One guy does know, one guy doesn't know. I mean, there is a problem. It's a big issue. It depends how much he was mismastered to his rabbeim in his youth, how good his rabbeim were at it. You know, if your 11th grade rabbi thought that he's going to make you feel like a lamdim because he's thrown at you Reb Nochams and Reb Orbez, but really there was no understanding given to you, then he did an unforgivable fraud to you, and because of that, you are suffering today because he never made the Havana to take a claw to you. He never did that. He just always thought he's got to pump you, and every shot you take a swallow, you said he felt he had a pump. If he was right, that's another thing. But if he was wrong, you didn't need to be pumped. You needed to be enlightened. I needed to be enlightened why my swallow was shtusim, and what's the glatta swallow here? State, excuse me for quoting this sefer, it's not from the Sfarim that they learned the image, but Sefer B'nai Yisrael, so state, the biggest chesed you can do for somebody is to be Meir Einov in Talmud Torah. That is the biggest chesed. More than Hatzolos Nefoshes, more than Bikin Chayim, more than Nechem Avel, more than Hachnos Eskala, the best thing you can do for somebody is be Meir Einov in Divrei Torah. Because Do Chosem Makona, that's what he, if he doesn't have any Das Koine, he got nothing. Every acquisition that he has is a meaningless and a worthless item. So, you're giving the person Das, you're giving him the biggest Ashiras, the biggest Mat, the biggest Ches that he can possibly do. Lushtaiten, but I'm supposed to, I'm sorry. So, you're talking here something very real about it. So, if the Rebbe was just like sort of pumping you and wrapping you, and somehow the whole thing was just this little vault, because you know, so then he did an unforgivable for that you are suffering the pain of it because of that. If you had a good Rebbe and you're still too, then you're really enjoying it and you're thriving on it and you're doing better and you're getting your own Hasoga, your own Teira Delay, and it's really working for you. Now, there's got to be a program for somebody who his Rebbe did an unforgivable fraud, or his Rebbe was good, but he wasn't mature enough to start to at that time. And now, good, I'm finished forever. Could I ever get on the program? Or that's it, I'm finished for life. Is there another way to like start steiging learning and start appreciating Amic? There definitely is if you believe in it. But at that time, for years and years, just sitting by the stand and just thinking it's kimmuchet and it's not real, you don't believe in it. You lost your belief in it. You think it's all good to come. And it's just semantics. In fact, you'll even say that in a company that you're comfortable saying that. And like, but from the beginning this year to the end this year, so the whole thing was what? Like you have nothing there. You know, again, if you don't believe in it, then it's hopeless. So the way to believe in it is to go hear a real Gadol B'Torah say a shir, and you'll see how the Torah is nehir and obrir lay, and sifrei rishayim and sifrei achayim are pesukim lefonav. Any question you ask him, he gives you a clear answer. You walk away thinking something that you never thought. He picks up the issue, zeroes in on it, and gives you insight. If you hang around those kind of people, who are few and far apart, and they have the patience for you, then you'll start to believe in it. Oh, this is what I want. Okay, I got to be able to get this. And then you have to figure out how to get it. But first, number one is you got to believe in it and want it. But again, I'm assuming that most of the people I'm talking to here in this room are lumdim uflogim, and they know exactly, you know, and they're all being nana from this. Just a shayel, I'm really addressing a shayel that, like, he looks at it that it's a big ziyuf. If the yeshiva today is not doing like they did in Volozhin, then it's a black per month, and you know, he's making chizik of it. So, just to that, to say that it's not chizik. It's not chizik. I'm sorry? It's just what people start to appreciate more. You know, what the chukus ha-teira is. We in the Avos ha-teira is. There's all different milas ha-teira. There's a mile of knowing the whole Masir Taklar. There are different milas ha-teira. I mean, the tachas of everything was always the Havana and the Hamoka. The question was, they came Mikayach the whole Fanem. It was mostly the Derech HaLimud that changed. Once the Derech HaLimud is much more Minei Obey, not from gaining the whole picture, so this is going to come. You don't need the whole picture to know this Sugya. If you're learning Eder Simikazi, you might need the one Gemara in Hamagarish, but that's it. The pieces of material, the literature that you've got to see, they can go around in some little kavis and paste it around. This is the amount of literature you have to know this Sugya. But in the olden days, that this wasn't the Derech HaLimud, so like it was putting the whole picture. Even today, if a guy learns in Briscoe, you have to have a whole picture of Kachem to get started. You have to have Bishogun 50 or 100 blot just to get started. The attack will learn faster because of that. I mean, you know, you have to get the structure of that. But when it's Mamish Menei Abay and the Koyach HaIyan, so then it's usually not how much material. It's a limited amount of literature that you got to see. It's mostly the thinking process that's got to be developed. Okay, this I think in this patient too, language too, we talk about it all the time, but it came up over here that we are a proper hemshich of a lozhin in the sense that Baruch Hashem Adayim Azeh Loiposki Shim Abisein, there are people that are steiging in this Givaldika womb and people are being massing more and more. Just what Oifin Alimud and what Derech, you know, that's no Bikasha. That could have changed. So why the Chachmei Yotz is all screaming about that if you learn so slow you just get into a mashbah and all that? I mean, because they see there are so many people that are not doing it properly. So then, if you're not doing it properly, you just get into a much better. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. I mean, I don't know what to say. But I do know that when Reb Shlomo Leibovitz showed up over here in Lakewood a couple of years ago and said this year, he walked out in this portal that there's a oil that's talking mimic and learning. The people drove him nuts with their questions, and it was questions that was to the Zachem. They knew how to dig and to drill on all the stuff that he had come prepared, and he walked out in this portal. Anyways. So here he's not going to say, go fierce, what are you drain a cup? Not here. He's going to say maybe in comments or something else by Rabbanovich, not here. Because he saw that, he met the right guys. The right guys came to him, they appreciated the Shia and drilled him on it. That he saw that they're not making him. He wasn't used to getting this level of questions over here. Again, it doesn't mean every one of us, but every one of us could strive for it and reach it and attain it if he does the right Messiah's Nefesh for it and has the right campaign for it. You know, and there's hope for all.